listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate is back with me in Studio A, and we're pleased to welcome from Westside Baptist Church, Mike Crook. Mike, welcome to Sounds Good.
Good afternoon, Tracy. Kate, how are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
It's a lovely day out there. Blue skies by now. Mike, yesterday you had a first gathering of people interested in a Murray, Mass. Christian choir with an agenda for this year. How did it go?
It went very well, Kate. A few weeks ago, we had an informational meeting, and then from that meeting, we had a few registrants. And then from yesterday, at this point, as we speak today, I have 88 who have registered to sing from 10 different churches. It is not closed by any means. We are just beginning to get started. But we gave an opportunity to provide some information with them and to hear the music. Had a great group yesterday. I'm very excited about it.
Describe the music.
I'm a church music background guy, but I like a lot of different styles. Basically, we're going to record a 10-song CD with a company I've used out of Franklin, Tennessee a few times before. This will be a Christmas theme song. It's fairly broad range. I like a lot of styles, but obviously we want something that meets the Christmas season and fits good with folks. Give you an example. Mariah Carey did a song a few years ago called Jesus Born on This Day. Beautiful song. We're doing that. Celine Dion and Andre Bocelli did the prayer. We're doing that. I've got a duet with the choir. So it's a lot of different things, and we're very, very excited to present this to the community.
Now, the way I understand it is the singers will go back to their respective churches and include the program that you're putting together for December in their regular rehearsals, and then they'll all congregate together in September.
Correct. We will, we have an opportunity to provide the music. We have practice CDs, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, so that helps to learn that. And plus, obviously, we'll have a variety of joint rehearsals as we go through the summer. We will record the CD on September 29th and 30th at Westside Baptist Church there in the sanctuary. And then we'll use this music that we have learned to develop a program to be presented at Lovett Auditorium on the campus of Murray State on Sunday afternoon, December 21st.
It's a year, basically, of not only creating music, but creating friendships, I would think.
It really is. I went through this morning, in fact, the registrations and saw the variety of churches. We had an opportunity to do something similar to this back at the end of the summer last year. We did Experiencing God was a great study some 12, 15 years ago, and they did a musical, and we redid it. And I had five churches. I had 103 that sang in that. And it gave me an opportunity to share with a lot of church folk that I may not know, that I would never get to see. It gave churches that may not have the resources to do something on that scale to join together. It was a tremendous experience. And that kind of led me into doing the Murray, Mass. Christian Choir. I thought not only to record the CD, but the second part of this I wanted to do is to make sure we did something that would affect our community for the better. And we are going to try to use the presentation in particular as an opportunity as a fundraiser for both Needline and Gentry House here in Murray and Callaway County.
The CD project itself, will that also generate funding for those institutions?
Well, they do. The CD, basically, the churches will sell those at a suggested price to recoup their cost, because it costs money to record the copyrights, the mechanicals, the printed stuff. And what we will do is for the presentation is we will generate some money through underwriting to help cover the cost in that. My dream, Kate, and this is a dream, is to see if we can get it videotaped and edited down and then try to buy some airtime on Channel 6 to show that. I'd love to show it on Christmas Eve Day or Christmas Day to kind of show not only to elevate and to provide information for the ministries of both Gentry House and Needline, but to kind of show off what we have here in Murray and Callaway County. I tell you, Kate, the music, I've been doing church music for about 30 years now, and I've done a lot of different things. It is one of the most exciting things and the music's most challenging that I've ever done. I'm very, very excited about this.
You alluded to the fact a little earlier that churches may opt to get involved still.
Yes.
What does it involve financially from the get-go?
Basically, you've got two parts of it financially. One is the actual production cost of the CD, not including the music. $6,000 is the total cost. Westside has been very kind to see that money. And basically what we're doing, the churches that are involved, they pay on a percentage basis. To simplify it, if we have 100 singing and a church had 10, they would pay 10% of the cost at $600. That's for 1,000 CDs. They'd get 10% of 1,000 CDs. That's 100 CDs. So it tried it that way. The smaller the church, they're not penalized. The larger the church carries most, more of the weight. The second part of that is actually the purchase of the music. And Copy Plus here in town has been very gracious to have the masters, and there's some cost involved in that, and the churches would get that. We've already got the practice CDs that we have developed at Westside. We sell those at a nominal cost, just to $5 a piece, just to recover that. And so it's some money. We're trying to spread it out where it's equitable for all folks, whether it be one person from a church or 50. It's still balanced out.
So you have 88. What's your capacity?
Ever how many I can get. We can record as many as we need. If you'd have told me last year that we would have 103 that sang and experienced God, I would say no way. We actually did that at Westside and built staging. I would not be surprised at all if we end up with 125 plus. And we get them they want to come sing, we'll sing, and we'll figure it out. But I tell you, I told them yesterday, and those that have recorded understand this, the work comes in getting the music ready for recording, because you've got to be pretty spot on. And it's fun. It's a great sense of accomplishment. The fun will come when we present this at Love It to a packed house. It will be unbelievable. It really will. I'm very excited about this.
So how many times do you all rehearse together before recording?
Right now, I've got one in June, a mass rehearsal. I've got two in July. I've got two to three in August. And then every Sunday afternoon in September, because we record at the end. We rehearse right now on Sunday afternoons from 4 o'clock to 5:30. And again, the practice CDs and the music and the work they do outside of this will help. But you've got to get them together, and you got to woodshed it, as I call it, the notes, pretty strongly. But it's a lot of different styles. It's a lot of energy and all. And they were very excited about yesterday, looking forward to the challenge.
I presume all one needs to do is get in touch with you.
Let me know. Yes. Call me, Facebook. As you well know, my full-time job, I'm manager at Angel's Attic Thrift Shop. Call there at 270-762-0505. Leave a message. I'll get back in touch with you. I'm developing an email list right now. In fact, this morning I went through the registrations. I've got 88 emails I've got to develop, and so I can begin to communicate. We also have developed a Facebook group page, so I'll start getting that kind of word out, and so we can communicate. We are trying to communicate as much as we can through the paper. The newspaper's been very good about helping us, and through some other joint efforts and all. But it is not too late to begin. Call me. I'll give you the details.
Now, you mentioned Angel's Attic. What's going on at Angel's Attic this week?
It's busy. This time of the year is from really late May, or late April, I should say, through May. And now everybody's cleaning out the house and yard sales and all. So, as you well know, as a very good board member, we go a little thin at the wintertime, especially when it's 10 degrees in January. Not a lot of people are doing a yard sale, Kate. But right now they're catching up. So we've been very, very busy. We've got some great stuff, as we always do, that we are so, so grateful to the community and the way they donate. It's one of the things I enjoy the most about it. I enjoy the people. I enjoy who I work with, my board, my customers. But I enjoy every day it is something different. Every day I think, I can't believe someone donated that. So it's really fun. So we're pretty busy right now. As you well know, we have a great relationship with Fort Campbell Army Base. We are just waiting for a call. We've got 1,200 captain's beds that we are scheduled to obtain. It's just a matter of when they say, come get it, and we'll go get it.
A parting shot, I was at the back of Angel's Attic one afternoon, and people were standing around a truck wondering just what that was.
Yeah, it's not unusual. It really is. It's fun. The other day we had a loom.
Oh my gosh!
That came in. I kept looking at it, and I said, "Well, I know this sold something." I didn't know what it was, and it was an old loom that came in. So, I got in the other day a skateboard hat, a pipe where they slide on the pipe. We got the pipe with the stand. So I'm not surprised anymore what comes in. It's a great place. Listen, I tell you, Mercalli County is very, very fortunate to have such insight. This year will be our 12th year, I believe, this summer, as far as the attic goes, and then to support the clinic. There's a lot of communities much larger than this that doesn't have that. But it's really due to not only great leadership from the board and many that are involved in that, but to the kindness of the folks and their donating. It's work, I will tell you. It's sometimes it gets a little tough back there, but it's fun. I enjoy it.
Mike Crook, thanks for being here today. Again, get in touch with Mike if your church would like to be involved in the Murray Mass Christian Choir recording project and Christmas concert. Tracy? Oh, by the way, the Angel's Attic is next to Salmon's Bakery on Chestnut Street in Murray.
Between Salmon's and Polly's, right there in Murray. Come
there
see
you go.
Us.